Yeah, hi Michael.
Hello again.
Hi Stacy and Michael. I'm recording your conversation, so let me tell the listeners what is this all about first. Hi listeners, this is Manoj and I'm interviewing Stacy and Michael. They are both expats living in Powai. And I'll be pitching a few questions to them to see their views about Powai, and let's see how it goes. So first question, Michael and Stacy, I would like to know how long you have been living in Powai and why did you decide to make Powai as your home?
Okay, we've been here for about 6 months now.
Yeah, 6 months.
We came here when my company provided a new job in Mumbai. So we moved from Delhi, where we lived for about a year and a half.
Okay.
To be honest with you, the initial reason for choosing Powai is because it's quite close to where I will be working, which is in Thane. But it's a livable place as well. So I didn't mind travelling a little bit to work, but I wanted to be able to live in a place that had all of the amenities and
Isn't that a fair amount of traveling from Powai to Thane? I mean, there is a Hirananda in Thane also. Did you check that out?
I did, yeah. But the other thing is that I still need to go into town. I still need to be able to go to BKC and other places like that.
Okay.
All over Mumbai. So it's kind of the midpoint between the two.
Okay.
And it's very nice.
We've got a lot of positive feedback about Powai to our friends, to his colleagues. Even though, like, you know, we could have stayed in Thane, but then they said that Powai is much safer and it's easy to commute. You know, if I want to go to Bandra, I can go there. If I want to go to Thane, I can go.
Right.
And all that, yeah.
So, Powai, everyone advised you that Powai would be a good place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so do you think you made a good decision right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. It's very good.
This
place is ideal for families, and since you know we're expecting a child this year, we're really happy that we're living in Powai because it's clean, it's got proper parks,
and it's
different roads for kids. You know,
it's quiet.
Yeah,
there's all the amenities you need around you. There's a very good hospital. You know, everything we need is here. It's lovely.
Okay. I mean, if you were asked, like, what extra amenities would you like? I mean, do you think anything is lacking in Powai? I mean, you've lived abroad, and if you compare it to the conditions abroad, so what do you think this place should have more of?
Okay, well, I don't think it's very fair to compare, say, Powai to London or something.
That's right. I mean, it's not fair,
But there are a couple of things that I suppose are missing. The main one is transport. There's no public transport here, or if there is, I've never seen it. So there's no rail link, there's no metro. I don't think I've ever seen any buses.
There are air-conditioned buses, but I mean, there are hardly a couple of buses which go from Powai to town and stuff.
They have fixed routes or something like that, you know?
It starts from Hiranandani, and there are a few buses, but it's a bit inconvenient as far as public transport goes. It is inconvenient. I mean, you need your car, isn't it? I mean, if you have to travel anywhere.
Correct. Yes. That's about the main thing that I think is missing. It's got a good range of shops. I think that we have most of our shopping around here, don't we? So not very much that we're missing.
Right.
There's not really a particularly good market here, though. Quite like in Delhi, going to some of the big markets there.
Okay.
You know, the bazaars. This is the bazaars.
Like Sarojini Nagar or Lajpat, or those kind of places.
Okay.
But I suppose this isn't really the kind of place you'd expect to have a big market. I don't know what the schools are like. Neither of us. We don't have any children.
I guess you should be checking out the schools.
Maybe not just yet.
Not yet. But way down the line. Schools, I think there is a big tussle for admissions in schools. People are sending their kids as far as Santa Cruz, Goregaon, And schools is definitely the demand is more, supply is less kind of situation right now.
Yeah.
Do you plan to stay in India or Mumbai for a long time?
We'll be here for a couple more years at least.
Okay. Fair enough.
And we'll definitely be staying in Powai.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't want to shift anywhere.
No, not now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, can you tell something about yourself, Stacy? I have gone through your Facebook profile, or your Powai.me account, and I've seen you very active on that page. You're a musician, also. I mean, is that true?
Well, I am a musician. I play guitar, drums, and I'm from Shillong. Shillong is in the northeastern part of India.
Right, you're an Indian, basically married to a British guy, is it right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
that's
and right. Michael also plays some sitar or Indian instrument, or that's just a pose?
That was just a pose with a friend's sitar.
Yeah.
I'm musically inept. I can't do anything.
Oh my God, okay. So, anything more you want to add about yourself? I mean, have you made friends in Powai? I mean, what are your experiences?
We've met quite a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly from Michael's place.
Okay.
I haven't seen anyone from my place yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't understand your place and Michael's place. I mean,
UK or Shillong.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We've
met some English people.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey's made some friends with some other expats though. There's some mm-hmm. Americans and an Italian lady and people
okay.
like that.
Yeah,
there's quite a good expat scene here. If people were looking to move to somewhere where there's a friendly atmosphere, there are people they could bump into and make friends with.
Right.
Hawaii is very good for that. Stacey's very active.
Right.
People around.
True. I mean, Powai is the second most recommended place after Bandra, I guess, right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean.
The only thing is the activities. I mean, since maybe because this in this place there are a lot of people who are, you know, working class. Maybe they don't have enough time to indulge in activities. That's what I noticed.
Basically, I feel the social life in Powai is, there are not a lot of things you can do in Powai. I mean, if you have, all the good places are in Bandra or, if you want to, that's a general kind of feel about Powai, you know, it's all working class people and people not really going out and partying kind of thing.
We found that if we want to go anywhere interesting we have to go to
right.
if we want to see anything interesting we have to go to Bandra or
we have to drive
Nanderi
all the way to Bandra and Nanderi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go to clubs or restaurants or the comedy store we've been going to recently.
How was that? How was the experience at Comedy Store?
Yeah, very good. It's very funny. It's worth going to, I would say. Yeah. Very good. Even they've been putting on an Indian comic as well. So they have a couple of people from generally the UK or Canada, and they have another guy like an audition thing, and an Indian person will stand out. The last guy was hilarious.
What are the other places you generally check out? Blue Frog.
Zenzi Mills.
Zenzi Mills. Okay.
Blue Frog, Zenzi Mills, and what's the other one?
That rooftop place. I forgot.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Not yet.
No.
You have not taken Hard Rock.
Division in Powai, there could be some kind of activities or some kind of events happening. Like at least every Saturday, we'll know that there is some event going on in Powai somewhere there.
Right,
we should all gather there, meet people, meet our neighbors or something like that.
I guess the basic problem is the infrastructure here is so expensive. I mean, no one is going to rent out a place. It's not just economically viable to rent out a place, have a music system, and call your friends. It doesn't work out because I tried speaking to a couple of people here. I mean, it becomes too expensive to. It's like hosting your own party, so it becomes quite expensive.
I don't think it's like that, Manoj. I think it's just the aspect of the people because you know, this is a lot of families live here, and all of them are, you know, working class, or they must be wives of some top businessmen.
Right.
Embarrassed, or though they want to, you know, they want to participate, but they seem a bit shy because it's a status kind of thing over here.
So how do you overcome the shyness? I mean, people should let go of their ego, right? I mean, the whole status problem.
I mean, you can't stay cooped up in your flat the whole day without knowing who your neighbor is. You should, you know, neighbor, make friends, talk to them, and, you know, plan to go out for lunch, dinner, have a cup of coffee, like that. I wish the attitude would change.
Right. The whole scene should be more human, right? There has to be more human touch. I mean, it's all money touch kind of scene.
So basically, Michael
and Stacey, you have both checked our website, like the Powai.info website and Powai.me website, and you know, what do you think I can do to help people connect, and you know, exactly, I mean, do you have any suggestions regarding, I mean, I would like some advice from you. How do you, hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yes, we're still here.
Yeah, so any suggestions, ideas, I mean, how to bring people together?
Well, what about some sort of forum, or if you were to, we're members of a group called Internations. We were a member of Mumbai and DelhiExpats.com.
Bombay Expats.
Those kind of sites, they do really well because they have like good, vibrant communities where you can have simple discussions, or you can have people helping each other out. So one of the reasons why I used to use Delhi Expat was because it helped you understand the price for a maid, or how far is it to go to somewhere, or where can I go and get my TV repaired? You know, all these little simple questions that when you're from the West are really easy to figure out, but when you come to India, you have no idea how to do.
Yes.
So they work very, they have a lot of membership just because
people included.
So just getting people included is a good way of doing it.
One thing I can do is I can make a expat group in Powai.me, and I can invite all the expats I know to join the group. And probably there could be discussions there, and you guys can meet once a month or something like that. But at the same time, you have to mix with the locals also, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't exclude
the locals. I mean, Internations, to be honest with you, whenever we go to that, it's predominantly Indian anyway. There were 60 or 70 Indians on the list compared to 50. It's a 50 or so.
It's a good mix. But it's just that, you know, like, we've noticed there are a lot of expats living here in Powai. But if they want to know anything, you know, if they want to know where they can hire a car or anything, they will consult some other, like, they will consult Bombay expats. Something else, because, or India Mike.
India Mike, yeah.
There are a lot of people participating, that's why.
But they don't know that this exists.
They don't know that Powai Info exists.
I guess it's a recent phenomena. I just started working on it about six months back, seriously. So I'm trying to promote it, but it has its limitation. Hopefully we'll get there. I mean, hopefully we'll. I mean, we have a very strong group somewhere. We do meet often, but a lot of people don't come out and meet us because they really don't know us, kind of thing. I mean, there are people who host parties at their houses and they invite us. So I'll keep you in mind. I'll send you an invite whenever we are meeting. It's up to you to take a call on that. But it would be nice to see you guys and to meet other people in Powai. So
Yeah, we would like that too.
Definitely.
And also, Manoj, can you start a group like for, let's say, mother baby group or something like that in Poway?
Sure. I mean, I can on Powai.me I can make another group called that, or you can do it itself yourself also, right?
Yeah.
I'll just promote it. I'll push it on your behalf.
Okay.
Like I think Michael has already made a group about animals. Something about animals.
Yeah, animals matter to me.
Yeah. Michael knows how to make a group. So probably he'll teach you how to.
Yeah.
So go ahead, make your groups, and I'll just push it on Facebook and all, and ask your friends to join. I'll ask my friends. Let's see if people we can get someone to some people together, and
okay.
Spread information, and the issue about maid came in, so I was just curious, like, what are your maid experiences in Powai?
I'm quite okay, like, what can I expect?
Do you get help on time?
She's okay. On average, she's on time.
Okay.
It's just that we're not used to, because where we come from, we're used to this full-time maid kind of thing, you know?
Right. So
and
you have a full-time maid at your house?
No, we have a part-time. She
okay.
comes to work for 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
That's it, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, They work for different people in this building.
Right.
Sometimes there's a bit of a delay. I mean.
So can she speak English?
No, she doesn't.
So you guys have learned some Hindi, I guess.
Yeah, I can speak Hindi.
Oh really? So, okay. And what about Michael?
No, not really.
Learning.
I've learned a little.
Okay.
Let's
see. Oh yeah, go ahead.
koi baat nahi.
Okay, that's good. You should meet Joy, who also speaks very little Hindi but very good Hindi. So hopefully I'll be interviewing her tomorrow, and so I'll be connecting you two guys. Let's see.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I guess this was a nice interview. I'll upload it and send you guys a link.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time, and hope
that's
to
okay.
meet you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Same here. And
thank
good
you.
Luck with your website.
Yeah.
Thank
good
you,
luck,
Stevie. Thank you, Michael. Thanks.
Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.